dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. That time of week where we take all the stories of really dumb people doing dumb stuff, many of them getting arrested, read them all together, we vote on them, and we call it, You Big Dummy. You Big Dummy. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, You Big Dummy. You know, TV One is this cable channel. It's African-American programming. They show, at least three times a week, they show like 5 hours of straight Sanford and Son. Esmeralda, are you aware? Do you have TV One?
I don't think I do. I don't have cable, so.
Oh, you don't have cable.
If it's a cable, then no.
God, it's just fantastic. Oh, man. All right. We ready? Here we go. Dummy number one, dummy number one. A man was arrested in Orlando after he and his wife hoarded luggage and harassed hotel staff during a trip to Disney World. The altercation began after a luggage mix-up at Disney's Animal Kingdom Villas. The couple was accidentally sent 14 pieces of luggage to the room of Setsuya Kearney Wan, 49, and his wife, Vani, 44, who were vacationing with their children. When hotel staff attempted to retrieve the luggage, the Australian couple refused to open the door for hours, demanding compensation for a broken Hello Kitty toothbrush that they found within their luggage. The manager then called police, describing the couple as, quote, aggressive and confrontational. When police arrived, Gustamago abruptly opened the door and began yelling and sticking her finger in the officer's face. The officer then batted her finger away, causing the husband to lunge towards her in defense. The police were able to detain the couple after the altercation, arresting them on charges of battery, grand theft, and resisting arrest.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
You don't want to mess with somebody's Hello Kitty toothbrush. That's the lesson, I believe, there. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. 32. A New Jersey man handed cops a wallet with a marijuana baggie inside when they asked for identification. Hackettstown police received a report Christmas night that Santos Vasquez Hernandez, 34, was asleep in an alleyway on the 100 block of Main Street, said the police. After waking him, the officers asked for identification. Vasquez Hernandez handed over his wallet. The officers smelled marijuana coming from the wallet. They found a baggie containing marijuana inside. He was charged with disorderly conduct, possession of less than 50 grams of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was released pending a court appearance.
Dummy. La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
You know which one they showed? One of my favorites ever, Esmeralda, just over the Christmas weekend I was watching. And they showed the one where Fred wanted to impress his future in-laws because Lamont was going to get married. And so Lamont's fiance's mother was going to visit, and he wanted to impress her. You know, he's just this feeble junk man, and he wanted to do something. So he's going to break a Guinness World Book of Record for staying awake as long as possible. So he has to stay up for like a week or something. So that's the plot. So in order to keep him awake, he's got Bubba there singing Alexander's Ragtime Band, and he's got a kid bouncing a basketball 24 hours a day to keep him awake. So they invite Esther over, you know, Aunt Esther. And so there's a knock at the door, and he thinks it's Esther.
So I said, well, it's about time Esther showed up. She'll keep her ugly face will keep me awake.
And he walks over to the door, and he opens it up, and he bends over, and he bows, and he doesn't look up and see who it is, and he goes, welcome to my castle, your ugliness. And it turns out to be the mother-in-law and not Esther.
Oh, no!
See, he is.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
I actually posted the video on my Facebook page.
Welcome to my castle, your ugliness.
The man was a damn genius. Now, you know the greatest insult to Esther, right, Esmeralda?
That she was ugly?
Wait, yeah, well, what? I mean, he always called her ugly.
Right. Like, I'd like to punch you in your ugly face.
And she goes, who you calling ugly, sucker?
He goes, I'm calling you ugly. I could get some dough and take your face and put it in some dough and make me some gorilla cookies.
Go on YouTube. Hey, Esmeralda, you can see the real man do it. Go on YouTube. Fred Sanford gorilla cookies. Just do that. I could watch that on a loop.
Make me some gorilla cookies.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. A 28-year-old man was arrested after he was found hiding behind a Christmas tree he had bought with stolen money. The FBI says Brett Gillespie Comstock. What's going on with the names this week? Went into Community Credit Union twice on December 16th before he walked to a teller, told her he was ready to open an account, and handed her a note demanding $5,000. He left with $1,373 in an envelope. The newspaper reports that Bend police officers found Gillespie Comstock nearby about 40 minutes after the robbery and arrested him. The police say that he had been trying to use the tree to hide his face when the police stopped him.
I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
Dummy number four. A gamer has revealed that he was so desperate to preserve a game that he's been playing that he kept his console turned on for 20 years. What is this, George Costanza? What the hell is going on here? He kept his console on for 20 years. Today, with consoles like PS4s and Xbox One, gaming fans are used to saving not just one game, but many stages in lots of different games. But back in the 90s, the Super Nintendo didn't offer such a technological advancement as the batteries keeping saved progress, and they eventually would die, and the game was lost. So when the man wanted to keep playing, he decided to just leave it on. He tweeted that the machine had been on constantly for 20 years, 6 months, 2 weeks, 3 days, 8 hours and 39 minutes. According to Rocket News 24, the game was released in Japan only and stars a 19-year-old girl who gets lost in a world of mutated creatures. The gamer said he did unplug the machine once to move, but the battery stayed alive long enough to keep his progress saved. That's the plot to the Frogger episode. What a dummy.
Dummy.
Dummy number five. Number five. If you're demonstrating your company's knife-proof vest, it's probably a good idea to make sure you stab the vest. That's what one company spokesperson learned after a reporter was accidentally stabbed in the back. In the video, the reporter puts his hand together in a prayer-like motion as he prepares to take part in the demonstration. The vice president of the company that made the vest said, "You have nothing to worry about. We are very confident in our product." He can be seen stabbing the reporter several times with a steel commando knife, hitting the vest each time, which explains which he explains is used by military around the world. But as the experiment comes to an end, the spokesperson accidentally stabs the man in the part of the back that's not covered by the vest. The reporter was taken to the hospital, and as a result of injuries, he received stitches before later being discharged. Oh, man. Okay, we got to vote here. after we break, we'll vote. Okay, think about it. We've got five dummies to choose from, and we will vote after we take a break here for weather and traffic. Yeah. Welcome to my castle, your ugliness. Oh, man. All right. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Friday morning, Fly Jams Friday coming up in about 10 minutes. We got Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies coming up. All right, we got a vote on You Big Dummy. And by the way, if you'd like to read a dummy story, you get to read it on the show, and then you get yourself a really cool prize, like Lou Malnati's. So if you would like a Lou Malnati's pizza, and all you got to do is find the link to a funny drunk story, a dumb story online, dummies, and send it to Dan. Say, I'd like to be a part of this. Dan will get a hold of you. We'll record it. You'll get on the air, and you get a prize. And just send all those information, all the information to nickdshow@gmail.com. That's what you do for Straight Out of Context and Nick D Show Spies as well. nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, so we got a vote here. We got the first dummy, the dummies who started a fight over a broken Hello Kitty toothbrush. The dummy who handed the cops a wallet with pot in it. How about the dummy who tried to hide behind a Christmas tree that he bought with stolen money? The dummy who kept his game going for 20 years to keep his score, George Costanza. And the dummy who stabbed a reporter in his back to prove that a vest was knife-proof. So we've got to go here to Dan. Dan, who are you going with on this one?
I'm going to go with, as much as I love the broken Hello Kitty toothbrush, 20 years, man, you should have beaten the game by now.
So you're going with the PlayStation dude, with George Costanza. You're going with George Costanza this week. Okay. Esmeralda, who are you going with?
I want to say the knife in the back.
The knife in the back.
He's okay, right?
Yeah, he just had stitches. And he had to get stitches and he was sent home. But I just like that the guy is like, you know, the reporter is like playing it up for the camera like he's praying. And then he's like, oh, don't worry about it, man. This will be fine. I think I got to go with the dummy with the knife. I think I have to go with the dummy with the knife as well. So, Esmeralda, I agree with you. So that's our dummy of the week. So there you go. And, again, we'll get back to You Big Dummy again next week. All right. All right. Well, here we go. F-bomb.
Context.
Haven't done Straight Out of Context in a while, so I'm sure we've got a backlog of activity. This is when you listen 24/7 whenever anybody says anything on this radio station. Pull it out of context and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. What do we got?
Mike starts us off with Wendy and Steve Bertrand.
I thought you said you touched it.
No, I didn't. I still think you did it somehow.
And I needed to push it down, and I guess when I pushed it down, it pumped the thing.
I like the oh.
Oh, in the background. Oh.
There's an interesting sound effect coming later that okay. I think you'll like then.
Okay.
Harold and Tim heard this of Steve Cochran.
I'm not stiff like I've been for years.
For years? I hope you consulted a doctor after 5 days. Or 5 hours. No, it's 5 hours, right? 5 hours.
Four, technically.
Four? Okay, 4 hours.
Tim, Dixie, and Julie give us this one from Wendy.
You want glossy, firm nuts.
Oh, come on. Come on. All right.
Brian emailed these of Bill Leff and Steve Bertrand.
They say there's no such thing as small parts. I was very happy with mine.
Okay.
Wild Bill sent in this one of Ed Obradovich.
Not putting out
Okay. All right.
Our good friend Rick Geezer heard this one of Coach Q.
Am I like a stick?
We have to save that one. I like his stick. All right. Next.
Jesse submitted this one of Judy Pilak.
Now I'm in the mood.
Ooh, she's always in the mood, that Pilak. She's a nut. Okay.
Doug emailed this one of you.
Oh, God. Just wet and kind of warm. Oh, man. What? What was that?
So, you guys were talking about this was Christmas week, and you said it's not going to be a white Christmas. It's just going to be mostly.
Okay. What I said.
Mm-hmm. All right. Justin sent in this one of Rokan.
Why won't you eat me?
Okay.
We'd like to welcome Sam in Boston. He heard this one of you.
Nobody really expected it to get in there, but it did. Yeah. I don't know. What was it? Was I talking about shooting the puck?
Nope.
What was I talking about?
You were talking about the Netflix series Narcos, which was nominated for a Golden Globe.
Ah, okay.
BJ sent in this one of Andrea Darlis.
See the double Ds.
See the double Ds. Oh, okay. Next.
Eric O. heard this one of Dean Richards.
I don't have any pants on right now.
Is that a surprise to anyone, really? Is anybody surprised by that statement? I'm not.
Wild Bill submitted this one of Brian Noonan.
I don't measure the guys.
Okay.
Let's see here. Brian, another Brian, emailed this exchange between Brian Noonan and Kim Gordon.
I have lots of hot spots.
Well, let's hit a
couple.
But
I'm highlighting the biggest hot spots.
All right, good.
All right.
Wild Bill sent this one of Troy Murray.
He's got that size that everybody's looking for.
All right, next.
Wild Bill is also responsible for this one from Johnny Putman.
Just put your lips together and blow.
What the hell?
Is that noise?
What in God's name is happening? Were they on the air in Twin Peaks? What was that? New Year's Eve?
It was. They were okay. They were blowing noisemakers.
Okay, next.
Caught it. All right. As we discussed earlier this week, this is a favorite segment for several of the WGN staff.
Yeah.
So we conclude with all WGN staff contributions.
Wow. Yes. Okay. All right.
Esmeralda Leon heard this one of Patty Vasquez.
There's one way you massage it until it's all gone.
Yeah, listen, Esmeralda giggling like a 10-year-old. Okay, next.
Bob Ferguson submitted this one of Esmeralda and Brian Noonan.
It's very sensitive, right?
It's overly sensitive. And then it makes some sort of weird noise, like it's mocking me, because I can't get the finger in the right place.
I'm not even gonna ask. Okay, next.
Kevin Powell, K-Max.
K-Max.
Yeah. He's responsible for the next five.
Of course he is.
Kevin sent this one of Steve Cochran.
And I like Dick, too.
I do, too, yeah.
I'm glad Andre agrees. Okay, next.
Kevin sent in another one of Cochran.
I'm gonna stick my finger in a little cream thing.
Okay, next.
Kevin sent this one of you.
That's hard.
It's very hard.
And I could throw something into my mouth. That was him, by the way, saying it's very hard. Wasn't it?
It was.
Okay. So he's implicated in that as well. All right, next.
Kevin sent this one of Andrea.
I'm not a pie fan. I don't like pie.
I was on during that. That was earlier this week. Yes. She doesn't like pie. What are you going to do? All right.
And then finally, Kevin sent in this one on your behalf. It was your guest from the Smart Dating Academy.
We're sending the zhuzh your way.
There you go. She sent me some zhuzh my way. All right, well, that's how it works. Thank you, WGN staff, for so many of the... I knew that I worked with a bunch of immature people, but I had no clue that they embraced it like they do.
That Cochran one, man.
Oh, man. Woo. That is a great one. The Cochran one's great. And anytime you can get Q in there, man, I like his stick. All right, well, we got a break here. We'll come back after 4 o'clock, and we've got a bunch of spies, right?
You were very popular over Christmas break.
Good God. All right, so you people are talking about me here on this radio station. When you do, my spies listen, and we'll hear all of that coming up after the news, which is next on WGN.
Spies.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
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 Like us.
Yes. Yes. Nick D Show Spies. Another one of our regular features. And by the way, coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to bust open the TARDIS. Dan's going to jump in and become DJ Shagru. Esmeralda is going to change into Esmeralda the Heart Melda, and I will be Wiki Wiki Nikki for Fly Jams Friday, where we celebrate all the best of R&B. That's coming up in just a few minutes, but now it's time for Nick D's Show Spies. That's when you listen 24/7 whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity. You're my spy. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Nick D's Show Spies. Now, Dan, you said we have a few this week.
We have six.
Good Lord.
First one comes courtesy of Diane and Peter. John Hansen, who you see on You and Me in the Morning on WCIU, formerly of DNA Info, was filling in one night over Christmas break, and he was having a critic come on to do a Star Wars review, and he mentioned you.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. No.
Okay.
You know, I was listening to Nick DiGilio. I don't remember which morning it was, but I was driving into work, and it was at the tail end of Nick's shows, and he had people texting in fake spoilers. and it was hilarious.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you guys were very creative with the fake spoilers. Very creative. That was a fun segment. We got a ton of them, too. So, okay. What's next?
Speaking of Star Wars, this one comes from Brian. It's Lou Manfredini.
I think, Lindsay, you know what I'm going to do? You know, our son Max, who's 14, right? This is right in his wheelhouse. He and a bunch of buddies went to go see it last night. And when I got home, we got home last night. How was it? It was awesome. I think we may have to call Max and get his review. You know, we hear all these reviewers from these adults, right? Rob Hart loved it, you know. I think I heard Nick DiGilio is going to see it today, but he's not a big, he's never been a Star Wars fan. Dean Richards, I think, loved it.
Yeah. Yeah, I loved it too, surprisingly. Shockingly.
It is kind of weird now being 3 weeks out from it, like where we were and where
I
we
know.
Are now.
Because I, you know, I'm not a Star Wars guy, and I was poo-pooing it until I saw it, and then I was like, oh no, it's really good.
It's
even though
top
I still.
20 list.
It was in my top 20 list, which you can see, by the way, on our Facebook page and at WGNradio.com. Shockingly, I still don't give a crap about Star Wars, but it was a really good movie. Okay, next.
Third is from Kathy and Brian. Apparently, Dean Richards and Elton John were reviewing movies together, and it reminded someone of your start.
Love hearing you and Elton Jim. It's like listening to Roy and Nick.
Oh,
I'm not sure which is
yeah.
which.
God, that's fantastic.
What? Was that somebody sent that comment in?
Somebody had texted that in.
Wow, okay. Yeah. All right.
Fourth is from Peter. It's of Jen Bosworth, who was celebrating her one-year anniversary as a host on WGN on Christmas night. And she mentioned you as part of that.
Oh, boy.
A year in this business is, you know, it's been wonderful. I've learned a lot. I have a radio mentor. Nick DiGilio is actually the reason that I'm sitting here, and my mother. But also Nick DiGilio. I was a guest on his show for a long time, and then I said, hey, I'd like to give this a shot, and they trusted that, and I'm so grateful for Todd Manley and Stephanie Menendez and the whole crew for welcoming me, but this is my one-year anniversary, so I'm happy to be.
Wow. God, that's terrifying when someone says that I'm their radio mentor. Boy, man, you got to shoot higher than that. I swear to God, you really have to reach higher than that. Well, I have been doing it for 30 years, so. Okay, next.
Fifth is also from Peter. Brian Noonan was wrapping up his show when he ran into two of your former producers.
All right, final few minutes of the big show. And then do we know, Elif, do we know who's coming in at 7 tonight? I think, is Justin off? It's the holidays, or is Justin here? Do we have any idea?
Let me double check that.
All right, Elif's going to look. I really should know who's paying. Oh, well, Andy Herman's here. He's producing the big show, so I'm going to guess that Mike Steven, oh, see, that's how I know. Because Mike doesn't work with anybody but Andy. They're very, very territorial. That's how it works with those two guys. So Mike Steven will be in here. And Andy Herman, who used to produce for Nick DiGilio. He's been around that Andy Herman. So has Mike. Mike used to produce for Nick, too. I don't know. You don't need to know their whole backstory to enjoy their program, do you? No, but it helps. Maybe it's connects. That's where you... Andy, you're looking for a connection. That's all it is.
All right. What the hell is wrong with Brian? okay, next...
Last one, Wild Bill and Peter brought this to our attention. Dane Neal was working Christmas night, and his co-host for the night is a guy named Dino Tiberi.
Oh, yeah.
And he is related to one of our favorite callers of all time.
Dino, you have a connection, a family connection to the Nick DiGilio show.
Well, you know what? I've been listening to Nick for a long time, and years ago, my uncle... Who is he?
If you act like you're unmasking, well, you know, there's Alfred the butler, right?
Yeah, it's like the movie Clue, one thing
Wayne
at a time.
Wayne Manor.
Well, you know what? As many loyal listeners to Nick's show will know, he had a listener that would call in on Friday and Saturday nights, and his name was Larry from Aurora. And that actually was my uncle. My uncle Larry.
Was his name really Larry?
Yeah, Lawrence is his real name, and so he went
Was he really in Aurora?
Yeah, he lived in Aurora most of his life. So, yeah, my uncle, you know, so I feel like I have a connection to this show, especially in that way. And when you offered me the opportunity to sit in with you tonight on Nick's show, I felt like another connection with my uncle because he was an integral part with shows with Nick in the past, as his listeners will tell you. He used to call in every Friday and Saturday. Whenever Nick really was on, he would call, and he would tip me off sometimes and let me know when he was going to call in. And so I would be out someplace, and I would be driving home, and sure enough, there's my uncle talking to Nick about many different subjects and many stories he used to share with everyone on the air. So.
Now, is your uncle still with us?
No, he passed away a couple of years ago. He had some cancer issues, and... He ended up passing away, and Nick did a tremendous tribute show to him, after he passed. And in fact, I was sharing some of the clips with my dad not too long ago. So just to kind of revisit it, my uncle was a great guy. He was a little bit crazy, like we all are at certain points of our life. But like I say, he really loved Nick's show, and I feel privileged just to be able to sit in on it.
Nice,
today.
Wow. Larry was something. Esmeralda, you would have loved Larry. He would have loved you. Oh, my God, would he have loved you. Dan, don't you think? He would have gone nuts for Esmeralda. Larry was a very flirty dude. Larry was probably when he was calling in, what was he, in his 80s at that point, probably? Late 70s, early 80s?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
When he would call in, and he called in all the time. He would call whoever was the program director, and he would call... all the time and start yelling at them for not having me on full time. And he did not live to see me get the full time gig.
Dang, you should have been your agent.
Well, that's what I said. And he was, essentially. Like, he would call in and I don't know if he ruined deals for me. He was a little crazy, as Dino said. I don't know if there was a more loyal listener than Larry. And I don't know if there has ever been a more entertaining regular caller than Larry. He was fantastic. One night we'll have to bust out some Larry clips. Dan, can we bust out some Larry clips one night?
That sounds like a plan.
Yeah, because Esmeralda, you got to get to know Larry, even if it's just from old clips. Larry from Aurora. And people would, let me give you a quick story, okay? I had one of my Bruin View events years back where for one night I would program a double feature at the Bruin View. We'd, pack the place with my listeners. We'd give stuff away. And at that time, I was a drinking man, and we would get drunk and watch a couple of movies all together. And Larry showed up at one of them. And, Dan, you were there the night Larry was there. Larry showed up, and when I introduced him, when I said everybody, you know, and the Vic was packed. When I did Brew and View events, it would be packed. I mean, all the way up, they'd have to open up the balcony when I did Brew and View events at the Vic. And I can't remember which one it was. I did like four of them.
It was the Beetlejuice one.
It was Beetlejuice. So it was Pee Wee's Big Adventure and Beetlejuice. Okay, so that was our double feature: Pee Wee's Big Adventure and Beetlejuice. I think it was before the movie, or maybe in between I introduced him. I can't remember, in between movies or before the movie or whatever it was. The place was packed, and I said, "Oh, by the way, everybody," and I pointed to the area where Larry was, and I said, "Everybody, Larry from Aurora is here," and the place erupted. I'm not exaggerating. He got a bigger ovation than I did. Than the host of the show did. People went nuts, and Larry was in his glory, man. He was told, and people were taking pictures with him. They were running up to him and taking pictures with him and talking to him. And he was, that night, Larry was a rock star, man. He was a total rock star. And it was Larry from Aurora. And, you know, during Spies, like this, our Spies segment, real quick, let me do this. So during this song that we do, Larry appears in this song. All right, so you'll know when here. Listen. That's Larry. He would go, "Hey, big guy." Every time I'd pick up the phone and he would come on, his greeting to me every single phone call was, "Hey, big guy." The great Larry from Aurora. I miss that guy. I miss that guy, and I'm really, really sad that he wasn't around to see me get the gig, like the full-time gig. He would go, "I called up that damn Bill White." And he would always like scream about it. He called Langmire a bunch of times. He would call like Tom Langmire and go, "Why you got this idiot on when Nick should be out?" You know, it was just. So he was a great guy, and everybody, all of my listeners, the regular listeners, if you're a regular listener to the show, everybody remembers and will never forget Larry from Aurora. But we'll do that maybe next week sometime, all right, Esmeralda? I'll introduce you to Larry with some great clips, okay?
Looking forward to it.
Okay, cool.